eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Have a NFL picks pod in your feed coming up over the next few days. And look, huge win for the Eagles. Gigantic win. We talked about yesterday on the podcast and, of course, the midday show. And one little fallout from the win and one, you know, afterthought in the win was Jalen Hurts and now being alone at the top of the NFL MVP odds. And yeah, I think we all saw this coming, the winner of that game, because Mahomes and Hurts went in as the two co-favorites. The winner of the game would be bumped up to the favorite. But I am surprised how much Jalen Hurts is the favorite now. And I'm actually scratching my head at this year's MVP race more than any in recent years. Jalen Hurts is clearly the favorite, and I think there's a real chance he does win the award. But I wanted to dive into, should he be the favorite right now? And is his profile, and not just, you know, we know the player he is, and he's an outstanding player and a very, very, very valuable player, but is his profile actually MVP worthy? For those of you out there who maybe bet on him preseason at whatever it was, 12-1, I'm sure you're wondering, are you going to cash this ticket? And for those of you out there right now, like, hey, maybe should I do it right now? Is he going to win the MVP? It's plus 250. I'm going to give you some reasons to pause if you haven't put that bet in on Jalen Hurts yet. All right, so let's just kind of take a deep breath here on the MVP odds and look at what we have so far. So as we enter week 12 of the NFL season, it begins tomorrow, and two other MVP candidates will be playing in Dak Prescott in the middle game, and, of course, Brock Purdy will be playing in the night game for the San Francisco 49ers. So right now, if you go over, look at FanDuel Sportsbook, Jalen Hurts the favorite at plus 250. Lamar Jackson is second at plus 420. Patrick Mahomes third at plus 460. Tua Tagovailoa is 5-1. And then Dak and Purdy each come in at 15-1. Now, let's go with a couple things. One, they're all really good, obviously. We're talking about, you know, six players that have been among the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL so far this season. We can rank them how we want in the moment. We can rank them how we want, you know, for their careers. Obviously, Mahomes is number one. Now, what makes an MVP? And I think there's two significant elements to this. One, Hurts right now has clearly on his side, and then one, he does not. And we'll see if he, you know, maybe trends closer to that by the end of the regular season. So I went back and I looked at the last 10 NFL MVPs, because I feel like that has been the line of demarcation. The last non-quarterback to win this award was Adrian Peterson in 2012. So since then, the NFL, with the way the game has changed and the way the award is given, really just gives it to the top-performing quarterback slash someone who has a top-two seed in the NFL playoffs. That has been it. That's been the formula for the MVP for a decade now. You need a top two seed, but usually the one seed, but at least a top two seed, and you need to perform statistically almost every time like the top quarterback or top two quarterback or three quarterback in the NFL. There's only one exception to this rule. There is, and at least half of that was covered, and that might be Jalen Hurts' best comp for this year. All right, so let's dive into where we're at. Now that we have the six names out there, and I feel pretty confident one of these six guys, Hurts, Lamar, Mahomes, Tua, Dak, Purdy, one of those six is going to win the 2023 NFL MVP award. It's a matter of which guy. So if we look at right now, Jalen Hurts and where he ranks among his peers, right? Where he ranks among all quarterbacks, but obviously that group. So he is 10th in yards passing. And we know he is a mobile quarterback who runs. So, and then there's two other examples of this, you know, on the last 10 years that give us some context. So he's 10th in yards passing. He's 7th in yards per attempt. He's 11th in passer rating. He's 6th in QBR. I think quite clearly across the board, average all those things out, it's quite clear Jalen Hurts has performed this season like a top 10 quarterback, and he's on the best team record-wise in the NFL right now. Just that alone, he's in this, right? He's got a place at the table in the MVP conversation. But I just want to paint a picture of those statistics, those rankings, because not really statistics, just his rankings among his peers this year, where that compares to the last 10 NFL MVPs. And it really, it doesn't fit the bill. It doesn't. It's below what the standard of the recent MVPs has been. So Mahomes last year, he was first in yards, second yards per attempt, second passer rating, second QBR, first or second in all four categories. Aaron Rodgers, 2021, 10th in yards, 6th in yards per attempt, first in passer rating, first in QBR. So he had two number one rankings of those four categories. Aaron Rodgers in 2020, remember he won back-to-back MVPs, 7th in yards, 3rd in yards per attempt, first in passer rating, first in QBR. So he was 3rd, 1st, and 1st in 3 out of the 4 categories. Jalen's highest ranking is 6th in any category so far this season. 2019 Lamar Jackson, you might think, oh, here's a comp because he ran a lot that year. That was still when Lamar was running at a high level. Maybe his passing numbers weren't as elite, so it's a comp to Jalen, and they did have the number one seed. So he was 22nd in passing yards, which is the lowest passing yards number of any MVP in the last 10 years. But Lamar that year was 11th in yards per attempt, 3rd in passer rating, and 1st in QBR. So he was 3rd and 1st in two categories, two top five categories. Just going through it, the last 4 years, Mahomes had 4 top four categories. Rodgers, 2 top four categories. Let's go top three. Do you finish top three in any particular category of the four we're going over, okay? Mahomes had 4 out of 4 top three finishes among his peers. Rodgers had 2 of them. Rodgers in 2020 had 3 of them. Lamar had 2 of them in 2019, both rating and QBR. And Mahomes in 2018, second, first. So all four across the board, he was top. You know, he was top three there. Brady in 2017, Tom Brady won the award in 2017. He led the league in passing yards. He was 4th in yards per attempt, 3rd in passer rating, 3rd in QBR. He had 3 out of the 4 categories. He finished top 3. Matt Ryan, 2016, which is an interesting comp to Purdy right now with Kyle Shanahan there. 2nd in yards, 1st in yards per attempt, 1st in passer rating, 1st in QBR. So we're talking about a guy that had top 2 in all 4 categories.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, maybe the most comparable to Jalen Hurts would be 2015 Cam Newton. He was 16th in yards, 7th in yards per attempt, 8th in passer rating, 11th in QBR. I would rank Hurts above that as a player this year. So, you know, that year Cam was probably towards the bottom of the top 10 if you average out those categories. Hurts is probably more towards the 7-8 range. If you average out his categories, it's a comparable. And they had the number one seed. They only lost one game. They were the story of the season with win after win. That's his comparison. Just to go quickly, Rodgers in 2014, 7th in yards, 2nd, 2nd, 2nd. So three top two categories, top two finishes. And Peyton in 2019, Peyton Manning, 1st, 3rd, 2nd, 1st. So Lamar doesn't count as a good outlier because he did finish first in QBR. He did. He was near the top in a couple categories and first in third in passer rating as well. It's Cam. Cam is the comp. Cam Newton is the comp for Jalen Hurts to win this MVP, and it's why he is the favorite right now because we've seen a statistical marker very similar to Cam, and that was, you know, it was very similar to Jalen. That's Cam Newton back in 2015, but as we see here with 9 of the last 10, Cam is the outlier. Typically, it is the guy, the quarterback on the top team or one of the top teams that is checking big boxes, you know, in terms of passing, in terms of yards per attempt, in terms of pass rating, efficiency, you know, or just volume of total yards. So that's, you know, as I think about the Jalen Hurts case, it really is. And now he could go off over the next 5 or 6 weeks statistically and put himself more towards, you know, maybe top 5 in a lot of these categories. And then I think it's much easier to make the case. It's much easier just to see him winning the award. But if he doesn't, let's say his numbers reside in the Cam range, which is, you know, top 10 that season, but not overwhelming statistically. If that happens, if we get to that point, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles have to get the number one seed in order for him to get the MVP. Otherwise, I think this thing is more wide open. I look at Lamar Jackson, what he's done this year. It's been a good season. If they get the number one seed, he's certainly going to have a case. But both, you know, Lamar and Jalen have maybe lesser cases than we've seen. Like, they don't just pop off the stat sheet. You don't look at just, like, click each stat and it's like, oh, he's number one, he's number two. They don't have that this particular season. So maybe both, you know, both Lamar and Jalen could be in that kind of situation of the season. Mahomes isn't having his greatest season. Look at his numbers across the board. They're not like they have been in the past. If there are two quarterbacks that, and, you know, and Tua's got some big numbers, but they're probably unlikely to be a number one seed. So it kind of puts him in this kind of middle ground. If there are two quarterbacks, I think, that could challenge Jalen Hurts and take the award from him. Like, if you're worried about, all right, I'm going to bet Hurts today at plus 250. I love the way he's playing. I love the Eagles. I love their path to the number one seed. All that. If you want to put the bet now and you think plus 250, you're comfortable, he stayed healthy, the knee responded, all those kind of things. The two quarterbacks, just based on the profile of who typically gets the award that could steal this from him, are Dak Prescott and Brock Purdy. Those are the two I see. And obviously they would be done through the head-to-head matchups. And if they take the crown of the number one seed, and obviously Dak would have to take the crown of the division from him as well, which feels a little bit more complicated. But the Niners, that's the one. That's the one to watch out for. Watch out for Brock Purdy because his numbers, statistically, like, he's the guy, I feel like if I was in the future and I was looking back, he and we're doing this, you know, like, I'm 5 years from now, I'm like, oh yeah, 2023, Purdy stole the award. Where are his rankings? First. Like, he's the guy that statistically is putting up the MVP profile this season. Now, they've got 3 losses. He's had some bad picks. They're behind the Eagles, obviously, in the standings. We get a head-to-head coming up in a couple weeks, which will be a gigantic game, both for the standings and for this MVP award. So, to frame this as I see it today, Jalen Hurts, there's a reason he's the MVP favorite right now, because Mahomes and Lamar are not having big-time statistical seasons, and they're the other teams in the mix there for the one. Jared Goff just had a terrible game, not having an MVP profile season. So the other one and two seed quarterbacks are all down, are all not having big time, you know, statistical seasons. So they're not really in the mix. So that puts Hurts by default at number one, kind of like Cam Newton in 2015. As far as the guys that could challenge him, the only thing I think they could, two things. One, Jalen's health, because last year we were in the same spot and he got hurt and he missed time. And he can't miss any time and win this award because his numbers will just not compute with the rest of everybody else. And the Eagles will lose a couple games if he has to go out. And the other thing is those head-to-head matchups with Dak and Purdy coming up in a couple weeks. They are gigantic. I would put if I'm ranking the matchups that are going to decide the MVP, obviously a couple days ago, Hurts beating Mahomes, although neither played well statistically, especially Jalen Hurts. I mean, it wasn't a like wow game by Jalen Hurts. But I would put the next biggest game for the MVP in terms of a potential bet on Hurts if you have one already, as the Niners game next weekend. If he outplays, outduels, outperforms Brock Purdy and they pushed him further away from the number one seed, I think we get closer to Hurts winning this thing. If Purdy comes into Philadelphia and is clearly the better quarterback that day and beats him and is statistically way better, I think Purdy could become very close to a favorite, you know, or right there as like a four-way tie in a couple weeks. And then, of course, the game after that with the Eagles against Dak. If the Eagles have a cushion, it's less interesting. If the division race is tight and Dak can make a statement that night, that would go and put him in the mix too. So I look at it as this. If you have a 12-1 on Jalen Hurts, you should feel really good right now because the number one seed and health is probably going to give him the award in a year where there's not a number one seed or number two seed quarterback having an enormous year. I would have some trepidation right now if I haven't put the bet in on Hurts at plus 250 because he just doesn't fit the profile other than Cam 2015. That's the one his numbers and his profile, you know, within the season kind of fit. But I'd watch out for Purdy. That's the one numbers wise is off the charts. They have a head to head in a couple weeks, and I think that could go a long way to decide who wins the NFL MVP award. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Good luck on your bets. If you have an MVP out there, take it out there. And of course, enjoy Thanksgiving with your family. I'm thankful for every one of you that listens to this show, listens to, you know, to the podcast, the video feed at 94WIP, our YouTube page, and of course, listen to WIP. It's the best, you know, fan base in the world and listener base any radio station has, and I'm truly grateful and thankful for every single one of you. Hopefully you're enjoying the podcast, what we do here on WIP Daily. Thanks again so much. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We will talk. Have a picks pod feed in picks podcast in your feed coming up shortly this weekend, and of course we'll talk next week as always right here on WIP Daily.